Then one of the coolest things happened. I found small press and self-published authors. I found books I never knew existed, and I came across some of the authors featured in this anthology because of it. Authors that write everything from splatterpunk all the way to extreme horror. What a wild ride it still is reading all these kinds of books. The anthology starts off with a bang from Christopher Rufti. After that, I was hooked. I read through the anthology rather quickly. I couldn't put the damn thing down. Every story is entertaining in its own way. There wasn't one I didn't like in the anthology. Something I noticed while reading is that there is no sexual assault in the stories. I found it interesting reading extreme horror without it. It holds up strong, and the stories do what they need without inducing it. Props to the authors for making me squirm in many other ways. The anthology ends with the legend himself, Wrath James White. Holy hell, such a great way to end an anthology. What can I say? The man is a legend. One thing I've always loved about anthologies is that they showcase different authors in short form. If you like what you read, then most likely you will seek more from that author. Some authors in this anthology I've never read before. I will be looking more into them. I'm still shocked and surprised that anyone would want me to write a foreword to anything, that anyone would want to hear my thoughts on stories, or even how I feel about the genre itself. Personally, I love the genre, and the authors I've been lucky enough to talk to or befriend have been very supportive and extremely nice. Thank you for letting me be a part of this. Thanks for letting me ramble on and on. Keep writing. Keep kicking ass. Thanks again. Now go read the fucking anthology. Jonathan Tripp, February 20th, 2025. Gory Fans by Christopher Rufti. Drew lowered the drill to his leg. It spun less than an inch from his thigh. He wore a pair of loose shorts, so his self-inflicted wounds would show up better for the camera. Well, the camera on his phone. He gripped it in his other hand, squeezing the small device to keep the trembling from showing. Shit, he yelled, pulling the drill away. How do they do this? He bet it would hurt a lot. Some of the influencers on Gory Fans seemed to get off on the pain, but not Drew. This was strictly a financial decision. He'd heard about the sick media site from a friend he'd borrowed money from, said he heard people made a lot of cash from subscribers willing to harm themselves and record it. Drew couldn't believe such a site existed. Wasn't that illegal? There must have been loopholes that prevented the site runners from breaking any laws. Well, Drew needed money. He was about to be out on his ass since losing his job at Pete's Car Wash. Mom was no longer interested in giving him a free ride. He was almost 30, and it was time he either started paying rent or found a new place to live. Where could he find a place to live that was free? Other than Mom's, there ain't a place. Besides, he'd been hurt many times in his life and had healed. He'd even had stitches before, more than once. He didn't mind a little pain. He could suffer through some more if it meant he could rake in thousands, maybe more, by recording himself doing it. Pay back Mom, eventually get my own place. He doubted he'd even need to do it a lot, once a month if that. Maybe he could even upload a video quarterly, a gruesome bit of self-harm for a nice payday. Did that make him a whore? Drew thought about it for a moment and decided he didn't care what it made him. Feeling better, he squeezed the drill's trigger. It whirled, nearly shrieking as he lowered it to his leg. The drill bit was one of the skinnier ones, not even the girth of a straw, but with the groove spinning near his skin, made him think the size didn't matter. It was going to hurt, no matter what. He held it there, taking deep breaths. If his dad only knew what he was doing with his old drill, what would he think? Dad had been dead since Drew was 17, so his thinking days were behind him. All his tools were down here in the basement, which would now double as Drew's mutilation studio. He had a lot of props to work with for future videos thanks to his dad being a carpenter when he was alive. Drew took a deep breath. Do it. He did. The bit gouged his skin, peeling back thin, fleshly curls